Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, co-host Pizza Box Mike. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Well, nice to know that everything I saw coming down the pike is happening. You know what I mean? I mean, go all the way back to that soft package they gave out at the beginning of the pandemic, where people like Robin Voss took advantage of $298,000, or Representative Ballwig took $500-some thousand for her construction company, and then they were forgiven for paying them back 6 months later or even less. I mean, that's just a heist of tax dollars. So I want to know, in Robin Voss's district, you know, I know it's gerrymandered. Did they gerrymander all your ethics and morals and family values as well, folks, those people that support him? Seriously, I mean, look at his resume. I mean, he uses prison labor for his popcorn factory, the one that he took, you know, money for, that I'm sure none of this money was applied to keep people working. Wasn't that what we were supposed to do with that money, right? These employers were going to make sure that their employees were taken care of during a pandemic. And then when it comes to $300 a month for families with children, no, they can't have that. He's been married 3 times. He started his 3rd marriage before he finished his 2nd one. I mean, how many different things do we have to point to about what a scumbag Robin Voss is? And whether it's gerrymandered or not, this is your representative, this thief that doesn't care about any of you.
Yeah, Pizza Box, you speak with passion. You speak with passion. I don't know all the facts, the ins and outs of what labor he uses. I do know he got money from the government. I knew no other Republicans did. And then they attacked the money, but they don't give it back. They don't pay it back. I know that in other states, in Alabama and Mississippi, they attacked the money. Then they put out press releases boasting about the money coming to Alabama and Mississippi. You know, my question is this, Pizza Box. And Pizza Box Mike has a great show, Saturday Noon, anchors the weekend. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box, the question is, maybe you raise it on your show this weekend, I don't know. At what point do people pay attention to hypocrisy? At what point, really? I mean, at what point? At what point do they go, you know, okay, but enough is enough. At what point do they let Fox News hosts text Mark Meadows January 6th in the afternoon saying, for God's sake, stop this, get Trump to stop it, it's destroying us. Somebody goes, somebody's going to get killed. And then a few days later, laugh at it and say that, well, the FBI did it and Antifa did it. I mean, is there any point? Is there any point where there's a price for hypocrisy? Mike, thanks very much for calling in. Look forward to your show on Saturday. As always, Pizza Box Mike, noon on Saturdays, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep up with the theme that Pizza Box raised on Voss and what's happening with Gableman. There was an interview over the weekend with Mark Thompson. I know Mark Thompson, attorney, good attorney, Mark Thompson. He is one of the commissioners, one of the 3 Democratic commissioners, one of the 6 overall on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And he speaks with authority. He speaks from knowledge. And here's what he said. This is on Sunday. There is a group of Republicans trying to control the state elections infrastructure. Pay attention to that. Mark Thompson saying it, the commissioner. Quote, there is a group of Republicans who are trying to control the state elections infrastructure. They are trying to get the commission to resign and the executive director, Megan Wolf, to resign. And they are making outrageous claims. And I will add false claims, false claims. It's hard to identify all of the clowns in the Wisconsin gerrymandered legislature. All of the Republican clowns in the Wisconsin gerrymandered legislature. But one of them, one of the chief clowns, is a guy named John Sanfilippo of New Berlin. And he's introduced a resolution calling on 5 of the 6 commissioners to resign and Megan Wolf, the executive director, and her deputy to resign and to bring felony charges against 5 of the 6 commissioners. But not Spindell, not the good boy, not the good Trump boy, who went on, falsely said he was an elector for Trump, And those, that slate of electors actually went to the Senate. It was false. What they were trying to do is have the Congress vote on it. And as you know, if it had gotten to that point, the Congress got to vote on it. Each state gets one vote. It's not majority rule. We're a gerrymandered state. So six of the 10 people who would have voted, six of the 10 electors, six of the 10 people, if they were Trump electors, were Republicans. We have five Republican congressmen and two Democratic congressmen. Senators wouldn't count in this one. It would be the House. 5-2, then the one vote would go Republican. And they'd say that Trump won. Sanfilippo is now calling on five of the six commissioners to resign. Megan Wolf, the executive director, and her deputy, and felony charges brought against five commissioners. You know, is there, first of all, that's disgusting. Second of all, it is false. The reason for the five commissioners to resign and to be charged, according to him, is that they mail ballots in assisted living facilities and old age homes to old folks in Racine because they could physically not get into them with deputies to hand it to them. And that was approved by the commission, approved by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, what's going on in New Berlin? I have friends in New Berlin. Is anybody paying attention out there? Do you care about the integrity of your representatives? How far down the path are you willing to go to try to hurt our democracy? You're not going to succeed. Whatever trivial local issues that Sanfilippo thinks he's getting up in his hind legs and braying about are peanuts compared to what we're talking about. They're trying to squeeze Megan Wolf out there. She's the executive director. And if they do, the commission appoints her successor, and three Democrats and three Republicans could deadlock, and then Voss in the legislature appoint her successor. They could appoint Gableman. They could appoint Gableman's deputy. This is what's going on in Wisconsin. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. We have a couple of minutes before the break. What's on your mind today, Mark? And I'll respond after.
Yeah, I noticed he's just calling for the five to resign. If memory serves, that it was all six commissioners that voted that it was okay to send out those ballots to the nursing homes rather than dispatching people to the nursing homes. I mean, what these guys should be called out on is they're accusing the people in the nursing homes, in every one of these nursing homes, and every one of the voters in those nursing homes of committing voter fraud. They're going a roundabout way of doing it. They're not really coming out right out and saying it, but they're just, that's what they are doing. And I mean, and the media needs to call. I mean, the media is appreciative of the horse race. They get a kick out of, you know, ginning all this crap up. And that's what it is crap. I mean, these guys just wallow in it. They're worse than hogs, because hogs do it for a reason, because they can't sweat. They need the mud and the...
Well, they also make bacon, too.
Cool themselves off. Well, they're not... I wouldn't turn any of them to bacon. They'd be poisonous. I mean, I wouldn't feed them to any cannibal on the planet. But it is just ridiculous. It's like the media ginning up for inflation and talking about, gas prices have gone up to this. Well, gas prices collapsed because of the pandemic, and I can't remember what they were prior to the pandemic. But I mean that they're crying about the inflation going up. Well, yes, inflation
We're going to a break. I'm going to redress your excellent remarks after the break. Thank you for calling in. We're going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. And if you're on the line, do not hang up. I see other callers on the line. Back after the break.